And to be honest, hope is something tricky. Because hope can be as encouraging as it can be destructive. Hope can build you up and encourage you to take on the world, or it can destroy you. And you know what makes all the difference? All the difference is made by one factor: who we put our hope in. If our hope is in ourselves, we're not gonna make it. If your hope is in another person, no matter how good they are, sooner or later, they're gonna fail you. If your hope is even in the people of the church, if your hope is in the pastor, if your hope is in your leader, if your hope is in your brother, in your father, it's going to come a point when they are going to fail you. And you're going to feel so shaken, because your hope is an anchor. Remember that. And if you put that anchor in a place where it's not going to be safe, all of you is going to shake. All of you is going to fear. But when we put our hope in God, that's when we can be sure. And that's why hope is not just a wishy-washy feeling, but hope is sureness. Hope is linked to faith, because hope is sure. Hope is knowing that whatever happens, that no matter how your circumstances right now, God is going to fulfill his dream. That no matter what you're going through right now, God is going to fulfill his dream for you. And that's what makes so hope so different. And I believe that this morning here, there is those two types of people. And it's okay, because those are two are seasons. But there is the people who are saying, you know what? Right now, I'm in the storm. Right now, I'm in the circumstance. Right now, something just happened, and I don't know if I'm going to make it to tomorrow. And I don't know what's going to happen. And God wants to bring hope to those people, saying, you're going to be okay. You are going to make it. You're going to sleep tonight. I'm holding you. I love the song we just played, King of My Heart. It says, when the night is holding on to you, God is holding on. And I believe that's one group of people that there is here today. And the second group is people who have gone through that, but then right now, they want to start also hoping into the future. And I felt God was leading me specifically also for older people who have stopped dreaming about the future. And that's why people like Jonathan's parents and Pastor Bill, and I'm not saying he's old, but they encourage me so much, because they're not old, but maybe they're not as young as they once were. And their hope, their vision for the future is just contagious. And I think that's what keeps him going, knowing that there will be, that tomorrow will be better than today. And that's something we can all hope for. That's something we can all agree in. That as Christians, we have this belief that tomorrow will be better than today. Even if today is good, tomorrow will be better. Even if tomorrow we face a storm, tomorrow will be better, because we'll be closer to God.